Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Now, this week and actually for the next few weeks, we're talking about kindness.
Okay, let me stop there. What's kindness?
Yeah, so that's what I've got that question on my page as well. Like, I think kindness is showing love to someone in, I would say, a gentle way that shows respect and dignity for a person.
Yes, I would add to that what it is thinking good of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
So in you're kind to someone because of one of your attitude towards them. You're not judgmental. So it's no matter who you meet, you've got this attitude, I'm going to be kind, loving and merciful. Generous, like
it
all of
encompasses
those.
A lot of things.
Yes, it's
like
does.
When you describe it, yeah. And I think you're
it's
right in
attitude.
The terms of the attitude, and it tells someone that they matter.
Yes,
you know, it recognizes a person in when you do an act of kindness, and kindness is ultimately showing love for someone.
Yes,
and that love that we show is first because God loved us. And so this attitude of kindness comes because when we know the love that God had for us and the kindness he has showed us in our life.
It overflows to others.
That's it. It transforms. It does something in our hearts that goes, well, I've got to treat people that way too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no bigotry.
Mm.
Because there is so much bigotry in the world.
Mm.
It can be cultural, you know. you know, just because you were born in one country, it seems like, well, you then hate the other country, you know.
Mm.
And I'm not saying everybody, I'm generalizing. Or it can just be where you went to school and where someone else didn't go to school.
Mm.
Like you can have this judgment, this uppity think of, I guess, you think better of yourself.
Mm.
But when you recognize the love of Jesus for everybody and we're all on equal terms.
Yes. Yeah.
Your attitude, like you're saying, you transformed your heart. Your attitude has changed.
Mm. Yeah. It like one question I've written here is, how does God's grace affect the way you live your life? Because
totally.
It should. Like
yes.
It should.
But yes.
Therefore, are there areas of our life that that doesn't affect? Okay, well, why? Like what's going on in this area?
Well, probably because we haven't surrendered it
to God. Yeah.
We hold on to things.
Yeah. One of the examples I gave in the heartbeat of showing kindness to someone was I was waiting in the line at the train station and there were so many of us trying to buy a ticket and there were people at the front of the line who took forever to buy their ticket. And I remember thinking, you know, should I go out and help them? And then kind of the second thought being like, nah, kind of can't be bothered. And eventually someone did go out and help them and they didn't understand the machine. They didn't speak English. And I remember afterwards being disappointed
that you could have done
that. Didn't step out because as a Christian, I believe that that's what I should be doing.
Well, like, what just happened before, I was trying to get into a parking spot, which is in front of work building, right? And there's a lot of other offices around and there was this truck parked in the middle of nowhere, but you couldn't get past either way because they were doing a delivery.
Yep.
Now, if they'd just pulled over an inch, then it would have made
a bit
space.
Of a difference. Yeah.
And I thought, I can get up, get out, get annoyed, but if there's a delivery, surely it's only going to take a few minutes.
Mm.
Well, they took much longer than expected. But I felt like, okay, I'll just be kind and just sit here and then wait for them to come out.
Mm.
And what was funny though, as he got in the car and he's putting his phone back in the thing.
He
and
took
he's
his time,
on
did
his
he? Yeah.
Belt. Like you could tell he wasn't rushing. He could see I was waiting. Oh, it was like, okay, no. You know, because you can start getting aggro about it.
Yeah.
Like, but I waited. I waited all this time. Yeah. I didn't go in and say, hey, what's going on? Because all that they had to do was move the delivery. Because he was stuck and there was another small van which belonged to the building people which weren't shouldn't have been parked there, say, but they have. Yeah. But you do have to watch your attitude.
Mm, mm. It makes me think the word that kind of came to mind is also kindness is also grace.
Yes.
It's giving someone that grace, which is time, space, you know, allowing it to occur.
Well, I wasn't in a hurry myself.
Mm.
You get a bit frustrated because you thought, oh, I said I was going to be at work at such and such a time and it's going to delay it a little bit. But, yeah, you do have to watch yourself, because when you think I've been transformed, you go back into your old habits, you know, where you maybe get frustrated when you're driving because someone does something.
And then you go, so was I really transformed in some way?
No.
No. So we've already talked about kindness is being generous. It's listening. It's showing grace when it's not deserved. In the book of Titus, I shared, it's from chapter 3, verses 4 to 5. It says, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. So again, that just talks about the kindness that God showed us when we didn't deserve kindness and love.
So why can't we be kind to somebody else?
To others. And then the beautiful passage, I didn't use this at my wedding, and I don't think you did either, Mum, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, lots of people use it at their wedding, you know, love is patient, love is kind.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, I think, something that lots of us would know that passage of scripture.
Heard it before.
So when we're being kind to someone, we're showing someone love.
Patience.
Yeah, patience is a big one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the big challenge that we have, though, is to be kind to our enemies. And it's tough.
Yeah, because it's like, say, for example, if the person is in front of you and you're just always annoyed with them because of their opinions or what they say or how they even treat you. Your shackles get up.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden I can feel like I'm a cat with the hairs standing up on end.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to speak to myself and say, no, internally, no, come on, take it at face value. Don't think there's an extra curriculum attached to what they're saying. And there might be, but didn't Jesus transform people by the way he treated them when they didn't deserve it?
Yep.
You know, a bit like Zacharias up the tree, tax collector. And Jesus said, I'm coming over to your house. He was like, what?
Yeah.
One, I even got spoken to. And two, this man is coming to my house because no one wanted to be around him because he was a tax collector.
Yeah. I've written on my page here, kindness reveals our heart.
Yeah.
And I think that's so true, because if I think of kind of the opposite to kindness.
Meanness.
Yeah. Or being harsh.
Yes.
And sometimes the way that we display that the most is through our words.
Yeah.
And it even says in scripture that our words reveal, come out of our heart. And so in the same way or similar way, when we're kind to people, it shows actually what's really going on in our heart, that we have the self-control to be able to not retaliate.
Yeah, because maybe we're not fully transformed in that no bad thoughts come to us. But we do have the self-control to go, no, I'm not acting like that.
Mm.
I'm not speaking like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
because we do get tempted. The enemy does tempt us.
Yeah.
Or we feel like we've gone back to our same old person. But yes, the Holy Spirit gives us the gift of self-control.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was about to say. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is kindness. And with that also, one of the gifts is self-control.
Yes.
So if we have the Holy Spirit in us.
Yes.
And really trying to hang on to the Holy Spirit and asking the Holy Spirit to be in all our actions and our words, then what should flow is kindness and self-control, which is connected to it. And then the next point I wrote down was kindness takes action. You know, we don't just stand by and don't do something about something that where there's a need.
No, we see the need. And we go and do something about it, even if it is the kind word towards the person, because they're feeling low or down or not feel like they belong.
Yeah, yeah. And so the challenge that I put out there is what's called, I've called the kindness challenge. And it's really to look at your life and those hard areas of your life where you find it difficult to be kind. and to ask God for that transformation, and then to step out and do that this week. Maybe there are people in your life that just, you know, rub you up the wrong way. Maybe it's that neighbor. You know how you hear of those neighborhood rivalries?
Yes.
That, yeah. Maybe it's a neighbor or someone else in your life that just gets on your nerves. How can you be kind to them?
There was a neighbor that used to get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Well, I used to put my bin out and they would move my bin and put their bin in front, but my bin was behind. So that when the bin man came along, he didn't pick it up because it wasn't like I was in their spot, but they wanted it to be in a certain spot.
Yeah.
So I ended up being kind to myself as well by putting my bin somewhere else because otherwise every week my bin wouldn't get emptied.
But those are the kind of things that
we need to think.
But they also
do
build into something bigger
if
you're
they can
not
do
careful.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
and so that's right. Okay, you know what?
I'm
going
to stop
my bin
it in
there. Yep. I'll put it somewhere else.
Yep.
And is that silly or immature of the other person? Yep.
Yeah.
You know.
But I don't need to be.
But don't
go
to
their
level. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, those kind of things that we can stop now before we get bigger. You know, that's who we should be.
Well, that was me putting it into action by going, okay, I'm deciding, stopping it here, not going to complain, and I'm going to move my bin.
And then there are other areas, you know, someone who approaches you who needs something rather than, like, not taking the time for them.
Yes.
Maybe you could stop and take the time to respect that person, show they matter, give an encouraging word. So there's many ways that we can be kind. So that is the challenge for this week and over the next few weeks as we continue to talk about kindness. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat. We look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.